Hello, everyone. This is Elaine Williams, and I welcome you to the first of many podcasts about aging into joy by living from the inside out. Have you ever thought about the special moments in your life that changed the rest of your life? Maybe it was just one moment, or maybe there was a handful. I feel like all of our time is comprised of moments, and if we're lucky, we can string enough of them together to make it to 70 years of age, maybe and beyond. 2 months before my 70th birthday, I knew deep in my bones that I did not want a conventional birthday, nor did I want my 70s to be limiting or causing me to live in contraction versus expansion. People had started telling me, oh, get ready to be over the hill. And I would kind of react to that and think that doesn't align for me and that doesn't resonate for me. And as I'm talking, I'd like you to think about any of you approaching any significant age in your mind, in your life story. Just think about how it resonates for you, not what others tell you. So I had visited my daughter who lived in New Mexico at the time, and we all decided to go up to Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And there were five or six of us, and a friend drove his Harley, and we had a great time. They went hiking up a mountainside, and I sat by a water stream just enjoying its sound and loving how it was meandering around, above, below the rocks that seemed to be impediments, but water has a way of just moving through whatever seamlessly. And I sort of decided that I wanted water to kind of be the symbol that I would call on when I needed to be in the flow, to be in alignment, to move beyond. And so it was a great moment for me to just reflect. When they were finished hiking, we got ready to head back. And Kimberly asked me if I wanted to ride the Harley. And I just laughed. I thought, yeah, I want to ride the Harley, but I seriously doubt I can ride it, let alone get on it. And but she persisted, and she just said, maybe 5 miles, Mom. And I'm like, okay. And so I got on. It was not a pretty sight, but I did get on. And we started back toward New Mexico. It was about a 90-degree day, and the first thing I noticed are the cool spots in the air. These come up kind of arbitrarily, and they're really much cooler than the air is in general. Then I started to smell sage from the farms, from the meadows, and I saw the horses grazing in these beautiful pastures. And I thought, this is remarkable. This was an opportunity for me to just let myself open up to the awakening of my heart, my spirit in particular, just my entire self. And as I did, I just kept riding on the motorcycle, and I was able to be on it for the whole 101 miles to Farmington, New Mexico. During that ride, I felt like I experienced my wild nature and, you know, that part of self that we don't really get in touch with too often. And when I say wild, I don't mean crazy or ridiculous. I just mean the natural, most instinctive part of us and giving it expression. I just think that is such an important part of living to the max, of feeling alive. As we rode through Durango, I can remember I should make sure that everything I could do to elongate this experience I needed to do throughout my 70s. I wanted to embrace my 70s, not be depressed because I was in them. I decided that along with this first adventure on the Harley, I would do 6 more adventures throughout the decade. And I'll talk about each and every one of them as we go along. But just know that the Harley ride was my first adventure. It gave me so much focus to be celebrating myself way beyond my 70th. And it was fun just trying to create the natural next step for myself. So what I'm saying, basically, is if you're living a life of contraction, consider figuring out how you want to live a life of expansion, of aliveness. And give yourself that opportunity. One of the things I notice as we grow into our elder years is that we have time. We do have time. We may have limitations. I had some knee problems and a few other things I had to deal with. But you know, when your spirit is released and it's active and alive, those physical limitations become lesser. They're not what we focus on. We focus on the bigger picture. And that's sort of what living from the inside out is about. It felt so free. I felt so clear-minded. And I felt such deep joy and contentment on that ride. And I was excited, actually, for my birthday to come. I want to be called an elder, and I've insisted on that, and I'm glad I have, because it seems like an honorable position to have reached. I have the silver white hair, the incredible wrinkles of time, and at times a forgetful memory, but I also have an enthusiasm, a curiosity, a creativity and passion for living that just got ignited on that Harley ride. One of the things I want you to know is that life is about imperfection. The more imperfect we are, the more spontaneous we'll be, the less fearful we'll be, and consequently, our experiences will be enthusiastic versus self-critical. This audio is not going to be perfect. I'm going to tell you that right now. If I make a mistake or the phone rings or whatever, so be it. I don't want to spend my time going back and making it perfect, because that is not what life is about for me. So I'm here to tell you that aging is happening to all of us, regardless whether we're 40 or 80. And I think that to have really good elder years, you need to be thinking about the aging process in your 40s and 50s, 60s, and not let it, you know, come on to you kind of arbitrarily. Be thoughtful about it. Living from the inside out basically means I check in with myself and find out what I need, find out what I like or dislike, find out what I believe. Living from the outside in, the exterior world is telling me what I should believe, or what the rules are, if you will. And it's curious, because it's pretty hard to find your true self when the exterior world sets the expectations for you. we need a certain degree of nonconformity to really discover ourselves. And I'm all for that. I'm also for us living a badass life. And that doesn't matter how old you are. It is possible at any age. And so that's what this is all going to be about. I welcome your comments, your thoughts. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Have a great week. And I'll see you soon. Or actually, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.